she's saying? She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hey, ladies. Good morning, motherfuckers. If you are hearing this, I'm excited, all right? Y'all can hear me. Y'all hear I'm excited, all right? I'm fucking excited because if you're hearing this episode, that means we are at the ending of December, which means we are, like, tiptoeing into the new motherfucking year. Yes. We are right there. 2021 is, like, tiptoeing on our doorsteps, okay? And with that being said, it's some things that we need to fucking address, okay? So before we get into what I want to get into, I'm going to have my best friend on here. And he going to say some things for y'all, and then we're going to get into the episode, okay?
All right, so look, it's your boy Blaze the Rebel, and I just want to speak my piece on how I feel about women. And honestly, I feel like they're one of the most, like, most beautiful creatures that God has ever put on this planet, and we're not deserving of them. And I want to see them prosper and shine even more than they do in today's light. We're making lots of strides towards giving women their flowers while they're here. We got our first female black vice president. That's tough. It's a lot of women's rights, like, getting passed, and just more strides being taken towards making sure they're in a better world amongst everybody. And with that being said, I want to see females take more initiative, even more initiative now, to just shine brighter than they ever have before and leave that toxic situation that might be holding them back and just bring out the best in themselves. You feel me? The word for 2021 is growth and manifestation. I know that's two words, but I feel like it just goes hand in hand. Like, whatever you dream on attaining has to be attacked consistently and with passion. That's the only way you're going to get anywhere in life. You get what I'm saying? And I just, like, I feel like if you have a dream that you've been thinking about or you've been contemplating about for a long time or even a short amount of time, if you really feel like that's the thing you want to do with your life, go out and do it and attack it, because you only get one time on this planet. You feel me? And you should at least be happy or doing what you love to do while you're here.
So after hearing that clip, I'm pretty sure y'all know what we're getting into, right? Okay. So today's episode is entitled Boss Lady. Okay. And let's give a shout out to Blaze because he didn't even have to put his little clip in, you know, give us bless the mic and shit. So, yeah, shout outs to him. But, yes, today's episode is entitled Boss Lady. All right, and this episode is important because we about to hit the new year, y'all. About to hit the new year. And I know people be like, new year, new me. And that's probably not going to be real. But new year bossed up me, okay? It's time that we boss up, all right? Like, we need to start flushing the toilet on these niggas, like, period. So we always talk about leveling up, and sometimes we get it fucked up and we think that we leveling up to find a man, but in reality, you gotta level up for yourself, period. You gotta level up for yourself, right? So leveling up is so many different ways to describe it, but leveling up is always different depending on the person. So you can level up mentally, you can level up financially, you could try to level up your dating life, you could level up how you look. It's up to you. But on today's episode of Boss Lady, we are talking about financially leveling up. We are talking about chasing our dreams, okay? And in the next episode, we're going to talk about manifestation. But right now, we're talking about chasing our motherfucking dreams, okay? Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished when I bought that. Y'all know that song. Stop playing with me. But I had to say that. But anyways, all right, so let's get into some things, okay? So come 2021, y'all, I just want y'all to boss up, and whatever y'all are thinking about doing, I want y'all to just put your foot to the pedal and just, like, go hard or go home, okay? Gas pedal. And, you know, I talk to a lot of my listeners. I talk to a lot of my girls, all right? And I'm telling you right now, we got some young, talented women in the fucking building. Like, I know that I may not speak to, you know, go in details with everybody, but I'm telling you right now, I see everything that y'all fucking doing. We got some boss ass bitches in the building. Don't be offended when I call you a bitch, sis. Just a figure of speech, okay? But yeah, we do, all right? I seen some cosmetologists up in here. I seen some estheticians up in here. I seen some personal trainers. I seen entrepreneurs, of course. I seen some candle makers. All right. Event planners, lash techs, makeup artists. I seen a girl selling some bundles, bitch. Like, we doing the damn thing. We are doing the damn thing, okay? And for those that are not yet doing the damn thing, okay, you still have time. You're still young. I don't give a fuck how old you are. Use always time for improvement, and you can always boss up. Always boss up. Don't let nobody else tell you otherwise, okay? So I'm just saying what this is. The ones that didn't jump out of the window and start their businesses, or the ones that didn't jump out of the window and get that degree, go to school, get the certification, or whatever it may be, you still have time. So this episode is for both of y'all, but right now this part is just for you. Whatever you want to do, sis, I want you to just go at it, okay? Like, dive in face first, all right? I'm about to dive in. You need to do that. That's what you need to do, because scared money don't make no money. If I ever go broke, I'ma take your money. But yeah, because scared money don't make no money, and you just have to get out there, and you just gotta get your feet wet, and you gotta do it. Like, you don't want to live all of your life wondering what a coulda, shoulda, woulda have. You know what I'm saying? You never know until you do it. Like, if an idea is on your mind that long, clearly God wants you to do it. God is telling you this is for you. You know, if you're thinking about something forever, that means you need to do it. I was thinking about my business for so fucking long, right? And if you don't know what I do sell exotic dancewear, okay? Lingerie, all right? I custom make them myself. Yes, sis, I'm that bitch. Blocker, blocker. But when I first got into that industry, I used to just go to the strip clubs and look at the girls' outfits. And I was intrigued by their outfits. Because I'm into, like, the whole gaudy, rhinestone kind of sexy look thing. It always been that way. So I was always intrigued by the girls' outfits. And I was just like, yo, like, if she wore this like this and this with that, like, she'll be a bad bitch. Like, there's so many different ways that she could freak this outfit. And it was just already in my mind, like, I got to be the one to provide their outfits. I got to be the one to sell them their outfits. Like, this is what I want to get into, this kind of fashion. I've been thinking that for the longest, but I was too scared thinking about what everybody else was going to say about me, people was going to think, oh, but they think I'm a stripper, you know, what if I don't make any sales, this and that. And I let that shit sit on my conscience for a little while, because I've been looking at dance clothes from back when I lived in Jersey, but it took me to be isolated in Maryland to be like, yo, I'm going to go do this shit. Like, I'm going to do it, and I don't care what anybody got to say. And when I tell you, when I hit the pavement running, bitch, I hit the pavement running, and I made so many sales in one day that I didn't even think that I could do. And it's like, yo, that's just the fucking beginning. So what I'm trying to say is, behind that wall of fear is so many damn blessings. It's so many blessings. And I'm telling you all this, and I got my own fear right now that I need to work on. But I'm going to conquer that, bitch. I'm going to kick that fucking door down, because I got some strong ass heels on. I'm going to kick that door down, and I'm going to go there, and I'm going to do what I got to do, all right? But I don't want y'all to live your life wondering what if. Like, this message is about following your dreams, you know, chasing your goals and conquering them bitches, slaying that big dragon of fear. This episode is about just pushing yourself to the 10th power, like how to be the highest version of you that there can be. That's what this episode is about, okay? And that even comes to people that already have a business or is already in school and have that degree or whatever the case may be. You could still be better. You could still be better. Okay, some of y'all doing lashes and y'all doing classic lashes. Step that shit up, sis. Let's throw some fans up in there. Let's do some volume lashes. Some of y'all doing makeup and, like, yeah, you beating face, sis. You doing your damn thing, but let's jump out there and do a photo shoot, a theme photo shoot. Let's jump out there and do some creative shit like the Grinch or something. Like, challenge yourself. Challenge yourself, and you'll be surprised what you can conquer when you put yourself in that position where it's like, I'm under pressure. But even when you under pressure, you're applying pressure on yourself. Remember that at the end of the day, if you keep telling yourself you can do it, you can do it. A lot of times that will stop us from being great and stop us from achieving a lot of stuff is the fact of the matter is our doubt. It's our conscience. You know what I'm saying? And that's what stops us from so many things. And people are not doubting themselves like, oh, what if I fail? Some people do. But a lot of people are doubting themselves as like, what if I succeed? What if I become successful? Then what? That's my biggest thing. I'd be like, oh, if I do this shit and I blow up, then what? Like, what the fuck? Like, my whole life just changed. I'm scared to know what's going to happen after my life changed. Like, I'm scared to see, like, damn, this is a whole new world. And I'm just like, oh, what the fuck? But guess what? I got to do it. You got to do it because I can't live my life not knowing what would have happened. What would have happened if I would have did it? I can't live my life like that. And I don't want y'all to either. So this is about chasing your motherfucking goals, okay? As always, you know, I'm always dropping jewels, okay? And if I'm trying not to make this episode too long because I want y'all to actually listen to it. I know it's when it's too long. Y'all don't listen to it. Y'all be trying to play me and shit. But I'm dropping jewels on you, sis. So we're going to talk about some books that you definitely need to grab, right? These two main books is what you need to grab in order for you to just be the highest version of you. And I'm telling you, it's going to open your eyes to a lot of shit, all right? I'm going to put the Amazon link below where you can purchase these books. Yes, I do make a percentage off of the purchase, okay? Help me help you, sis. And just remember that it's around the holidays, so it might take a little bit long, but the books are not expensive at all. One book is called, and if you followed the podcast on Instagram, then you would have had known this already. But if you don't follow the podcast on Instagram, then what are you doing, sis? The podcast Instagram is @_SheKnows_podcast. So stop playing with me and go follow _SheKnows_podcast. And you can also follow me on Instagram, on IG @Miss, that's MS_Brownstone_. Y'all know how to spell Brownstone. Stop playing with me. Okay. So the first book is You Are a Badass. How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Start Living an Amazing Life. And it's by Jen. I don't know what her last name is, y'all. But yeah, go check that book out. It's a yellow book. She got a lot of different books. But that book right there was really like what pushed me to say, fuck it, I'm going to go for it. And I haven't finished it. But it's a dope ass book. I'm still reading it. Yep. So go get that. Grab that. And also grab The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. I believe that's his last name. But yeah, those two books is like major keys for following your dreams, y'all. I promise you, you will learn something from that book, or you will be inspired. Like, you will be inspired. So grab those books, y'all, and I want y'all to just get on y'all shit. Like he said, we got our first female vice president. Like, what the fuck is going on? If she can do it, you could do it too, okay? And I know for some people, 2020 has been like a fucked up ass year. We have had so many losses, and It's just been crazy. Like, it's been fucking crazy. And some people might have wanted to start a business or whatever the case may be, you know, chase some goals, and COVID done stop that bitch. Like, stop in the name of love. Yeah, no, I'm silly. But all jokes aside, you know, we learned a lot during 2020. Like, I done seen a lot of people because of COVID start selling all types of ridiculous shit. Like, they could not stop us from making our money. And for those that your bag did stop, I hope you learned something from this and you able to apply it into 2021. Like, I know a lot of people is tight about 2021, but I feel like 2021. Upset about 2020, but I feel like 2020 was basically our crackhead year. And I know you like, wait, Miss Brownstone, what? But no, because you know I'm being real with y'all, right? So it's like, it was like our crackhead year. Like, you ever notice a crackhead on the street is not going to stop at any cost to get that bag? Like, a crackhead on the street is not going to take no for an answer. It's going to try any and everything that he or she can possibly do to get what it wants. And like, 2020 just gave us that crackhead behavior. You know, it put that battery in our pack. It made a lot of us step out of our comfort zone, and it just made a lot of us grind harder. Or we had to find different ways to get this bread, you know, basically is what I'm trying to say. So when 2020 came in, you know, I know there have been a lot of losses, and I know a lot of y'all may have lost your jobs, and a lot of y'all had to figure shit out, and it was a little hard, and pockets was tight, but you learned something from it. So let's just treat 2020 like it was a, you know, a pregame, okay? Like, you know how when you about to go to the club with your homegirls, and they be like, we about to have a pregame, about to have a pregame at Johnny House. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's just treat this as if it was pregame at your house. And you were just getting lit with your friends until you came in and fucked the club up. And let's just pretend that the club is 2021. You about to come in and you about to fuck the club up, bitch. Fuck the club up. Fuck the club up. That's what you about to do. So that's how I want you to think about it. Like, you know what? I'm sorry for everybody that has lost people this year. I know I spoke to one of my listeners and she was telling me about a lover of hers. And I recorded an episode on it. And I was talking about King Von. And I got into talking about, you know, what it's like to lose somebody that you love or lose somebody that you were dating or had an interest in. I have been there before. And I'm telling you, it's a fucked up ass situation. And it's a horrible ass feeling. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Even when I lose friends, like friends that I wasn't, you know, wasn't lovers with, like we wasn't lovers. Even when I lose friends, I feel like I'm losing a lover. So I could just imagine how some of y'all felt. I could just imagine how she feels. You know, I didn't put that episode out yet, because I'm just waiting for the right time. But I just want to let you know, sis, if you are listening to this, you got to be strong. And you got to take whatever you learned, you know, from 2020 with that death, with you being stronger, that shell you put on, and whatever you learned from him, you got to take it and you got to apply it into 2021, okay? Like, yes, you have lost him, but trust me, he lives in you. He lives in your heart. He lives in your memory. Everything you have learned from him, everything you have seen from being around him, every memory, every hug, every kiss is still planted in you. And I know it's hard to deal with right now, but when you're going into 2021, I'm telling you, sis, I'm telling you, and I'm speaking to her, but this for everybody, if this applies to you, whether it was a lover, but it was a mom, an auntie, an uncle, a sister, a brother, a little cousin, I don't know, you know, because we lost a lot of people too due to this whole cop brutality, crazy nonsense, bullshit that was going on in 2020, all right, just want to tell you, like, they live in your memory, and you just gotta, I know you don't want to hear this, but you gotta be strong, and whatever you learned about strength in 2021, I need you to put that motherfucking life vest on, bitch. I need you to jump into 2020. I need you to put that life vest on and jump into 2021. Face fucking first. Dive the fuck in. Put your foot on these bitches' necks. Put your foot on the gas pedal. Put your two hands on the motherfucking steering wheel. Come in face forward, 2 feet planted in the damn sand, and kick 2021's ass, all right? It's time for y'all to kick their ass, time for us to fucking, everything we said we gonna do, bitch, this is the year to fucking do it. All them affirmations, and if you don't know what an affirmation is, we gonna start chanting them bitches. We gonna start getting on our motherfucking shit, okay? I need y'all to chant y'all affirmations like motherfucking Tina Turner did and What Love Got to Do with It, all right? If you ain't seen that movie, then you need to get up on your shit, sis, because I brung that movie up. And that wraps up this episode. And in the next episode, we're gonna get into manifestation. I'm gonna give y'all some tips on how to manifest things into your life, okay? That won't be long either, but this is just New Year's, like, addition, because, you know, we don't really talk about this on my podcast. We talk about love and shit and relationships and fuck boys and femininity and all that gushy stuff, but none of that stuff matters if you don't have your shit together. Right or wrong? So, as always, ladies, keep it classy, and I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. She tried to her own thing. She know in a joking boss lady. Make my